following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining me today. In an area with bright blue skies, puffy white clouds, can you even imagine that we would have air quality issues here in beautiful Nebraska? But it turns out we do. And one of the culprits is ground-level ozone. It's very damaging on our health. And with me today, Sue Cusforth, the information officer for the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, is here to talk about that and a program called Little Steps, Cleaner Air. Sue, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Let's start off with what the heck is ground-level ozone?
Well, when we think of ozone, it's important to differentiate between the two types that we're talking about. We use this phrase, good up high, bad nearby. And so there is the amount of ozone that is in the stratosphere, which protects us from the sun's ultraviolet rays. But then there's also what we call ground level ozone nearby, which is air pollution or smog. And that can be a real health impact. And that's the kind of ozone we're talking about here.
So is that ozone part of what scientists say is global warming?
You know, there are scientists who study that issue and discussions about climate change. And I can't say that this is part of global warming or not. They study the data. And so we do have ozone that is created mainly because of things in our environment, such as mobile sources like emissions from vehicles. That's a key contribution to creating this pollutant. And ozone occurs when you take those vehicle emissions and emissions from industry and you add heat and sunlight and a lack of wind. Those conditions can create ozone.
Talk about this program or organization, if you will, Little Steps, Cleaner Air. Where did this come from and what does it do?
Little Steps Cleaner Air was originally Little Steps Big Impact. We've gone through a rebranding to connect our mission more closely to the name. It evolved out of concern when it became known that the federal government was going to make the restrictions on ground-level ozone even stricter. And so various governments within both Nebraska and Iowa came together to talk about how to approach this issue, and that's how the Little Steps Cleaner Air campaign was born. With this campaign, we focus on informing people and educating them about the air quality issue in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area, and also little steps, hence the name, that they can take to help improve it. Say, you know, combining your errands into a single trip, keeping vehicles in good repair, choosing cleaner burning biofuels, refueling your vehicles in the evening instead of in the heat of the day.
Why would someone do that? Why would someone fuel up at night instead of in the day? What's the benefit?
Well, the benefit is that it gives when you fuel up in the evening, it would give the pollutants a chance to disperse before they would get held down by heavier air. So, yeah, it just gives them a chance to disperse because ozone is more, you know, created as the day goes on. That wouldn't be an issue at that point.
I see. And I interrupted you because I know there are other things like switching to natural gas or choosing safe cleaning products.
Right. And there are things like, you know, if you have a trip that's less than a mile, maybe walk to that errand or ride a bike. Or, you know, you can, if you have the ability to use public transportation, you can do that as well. So there are a lot of options we have that are small actions that we can take to help improve our region's air quality.
I do want to ask you about one that was here, and boy, I hope I don't mean to put you on the spot at all. But one of the things is also to buy electric, you know, whether it's an electric weed whacker, an electric car, what have you, which is great. But my question do you have any numbers or have you seen any numbers on, you know, if the power is being generated by coal, how does that offset using extra electricity versus burning and, you know, an E15 biofuel?
You know, I don't have specific numbers on that. I will tell you, though, that Omaha Public Power District has a zero carbon emissions plan that they're working to move to have zero carbon output by 2050. And so they are converting many of their coal burning power plants to natural gas, and therefore that will also be a cleaner fuel, which then in turn, you know, creates the electricity that we use in this region, or much of it, I should say. Mid-American Energy on the Iowa side has wind farms, which generate some of their power as well. So there are other clean fuels that are being used to generate electricity. So coal isn't as much of a factor as it has been.
Bottom line is, every single person listening to this right now has the opportunity to take steps to make a difference. Little Steps, cleanerair.com is the website to go to, and the methodology by which to live. She is Sue Cusforth. She's the Information Officer of Metro Area Planning Agency, also known as MAPA. Sue, thanks a bundle. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Mike.